Hello, this is John.
Hey, John. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department.
Hey, how you doing, Amy?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Amen.
Even on the bad days, we're still doing good,
that.
Right?
Amen to that. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So okay. Your account was sent over to me, John, to go over Google Guarantee and the product as a possible upgrade on your account. Jumping right in here, what do you know about Google Guarantee?
He told me a little bit about Google Guarantee. I don't really know a whole lot about it.
Okay.
I think he said when you get a job from Google Guarantee and, like, say if it doesn't turn out, then you don't have to pay for it, or if they called you and they never got in contact with you, you don't have to pay for it because they didn't actually touch base with you. I forget what was the whole thing, but I'm sure it was just that if I didn't receive it or it didn't turn out to be a good lead, it was guaranteed that I didn't have to pay for it unless it turned into money for me, I guess.
Well, that's not exactly true.
Okay,
I'm glad that I asked, because I want to be like, we're super, super clear on the expectation, because we know you guys have been through the ringer, especially with like other type of lead sources. This is a million times better than those, but what it is, because it's direct calls from the client. Once you connect with the client, if they, like if they're seeking employment with your business, or if they're calling, as a salesperson, if it's a sales call, or if it happens to be like a solicitation call, or maybe it's a call that is, outside of your service radius and isn't listed on your service profile, or if it's a call requesting a service that you don't provide and you decline the job, you're not charged for those leads. However, if the person calls and requests estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, that's considered a qualified lead. And if the person calls and you set appointment with them to give face-to-face estimate, that is considered a qualified lead. And how Google, and so whether or not you land the job isn't even in the equation, okay? And
If I have direct contact with the customer called me,
right?
Then yes, I'm trying to close that deal.
You're going to get them. Right.
And then the same thing with the other. You know, if you know, I go out there do an assessment, and I could understand that. But if I never, you know,
connect with the client, I understand.
Never connect with them, or we have missing each other or something. And they wind up hiring somebody else because either I didn't get back to them fast enough, or I got to them and they were on the phone already, and they, you know, I was already on the phone with somebody else. So, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's not how this works. So I'm fully aware of how, like, Angie's, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, all that works, and how they
all of them.
Yeah, they pass you the lead, and they're like, hey, John, here's the lead.
Give it to three others.
Good luck, John.
And they used to do it.
Good luck.
You know?
Exactly. Like, they start the rat race, you know? And that's not how this is designed. So how Google ensures it is, A, they will assign you a specific Google call tracking phone number. So all the calls coming in through Google Guarantee leads are recorded.
Yeah. Okay.
For authenticity purposes, because they don't charge you for those unqualified leads, right? Now, the clients, they're contacting you directly.
Can you give me 1 minute? Can you go back to one?
Yes. Take your time.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Anyways, they assign that call tracking number, right? Because they know what you guys have been through. So what happens is, first and foremost, let me back it up a little bit. There's a few requirements. You have business insurance for the company?
Yes, I do.
Can you pass a background check?
Yes.
Do you have $250?
for what?
That's the application fee. So there's a one-time $250 non-refundable application fee that goes to get your company Google Guarantee approved. It goes to get you background checked, and any and all face-to-face employees that you want on the application approved as well. So it's not like $250 per individual. It's one time for the company, $250 application fee, okay?
And I'm going to tell you like this. Like I told, I think it was Ben. I do have stuff on my history.
Okay.
30 years ago.
Oh,
okay?
It don't count
murder,
then, my friend.
Not anything.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
What he said.
Yeah, that's anything 7 years or older is fine. People have a past. I have a past, okay? I'm just going to say, all right? Like, things have happened.
Young and dumb.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I made some bad choices, but now, you know, I'm a sober member of Alcoholics Anonymous, so we're just going to leave it at that, you know? When we get to acting wild and crazy, sometimes stuff happens, you know? So.
Hey, you grow up.
Exactly. We grow up and we figure it out, but regardless, Google, so there's that application fee is just that one-time thing. It's not an issue. And then what happens is we process the application. Now, the maximum time it takes, I have to tell you this because it's what the terms and conditions state, right, is that it could take a total of 4 to 8 weeks to get you completely Google Guarantee approved. Now, I do not anticipate it taking that long. It doesn't usually take that long. I had a guy last week approved within, you know, like 14 days. It truly depends on how quickly you get the that application back to us. And the application itself is a 10-minute read. It's super easy to fill out, okay?
Okay.
So we submit the application, we get it going. Now, once we get the information back that says, okay, Elite Pest Control is Google Guarantee approved, and then we contact you and we say, okay, the ad is ready to go live, right? And what we do now is now we're going to get down to the cost of the leads, okay? So Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads in a month. Now I'm going to explain how that works exactly. But your lead cost is $45.33, okay?
What? Per lead?
Per lead.
Wow.
Now, that's not going to go up or change. That's not going to increase. That's not going to, like, Google hasn't increased their pricing since 2018. I am required to tell you that as well. Like, if they were to ever change the pricing, then we would let you know ahead of time before we charge a lead budget. It wouldn't be an automatic charge or anything like that. Everything is done completely up front. So go ahead.
And it won't be like, because it's bed bugs or termites, there's more money for that.
It will not cost more, no. Whether it's roaches or it's, you know, bed bugs or or if you come back quarterly, you know, however you work it out, there's no additional hidden, oops, we forgot to tell you, okay?
And then is there ways to like pinpoint what I want, like if I say I want to just commercial from that commercial business?
You can they will not allow pinpoint commercial versus residential. No, that's the only one. Everything else you can. Like, say you don't want bed bugs or termites, okay?
Okay.
Then we can mark you off. You don't want those. Like, there is criteria that you can hone in on your craft. But the cool thing about this is you also can pause it and unpause it. So it works like this. For your lead budget, it would be set at $5.91 for 13 leads in a month, okay? And say you move forward, right? You move forward today. We go ahead. I process the $250. We give you the application, give you 24 hours with the application. We schedule your client onboarding with Kyle or Bonnie. That's going to be a quick phone call. It takes about 15 minutes. They're going to verify the business information, run through your app. We're going to submit. Okay, once the submission is cleared, then we contact you. We say, John, we're ready to set minimum monthly budget. So you say, yes, I'm ready to set monthly budget. You pay the $5.91, or you say, you know what, I need a couple more weeks, or whatever the case is. Like, where it's not an automatic charge at all. We get your approval first, okay?
Yeah.
And then we charge the budget. So then the leads will come in to you at approximately 3 leads per week. Now, John, you have the ability to increase that or decrease that as you see fit. So say you take on those first couple of leads and for some reason you and your crew get booked out, you need to pause it for a week or two because you know for a fact you're not going to be able to take calls in the next week, right? And you don't want to miss your opportunities, so you pause it. Then that budget rolls over until you unpause it. And the same is true for the latter. So if you want to increase it, say, you know, you take on those first couple of leads. These are fire leads, which is literally what 8 out of 10 of my customers have experienced. And what they do is they say, I want 6 leads in a week. I want 8 leads in a week. And then they refill their budget sooner. And you have the ability to completely control it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm still digesting it.
Sure. It's a big piece. It's a big piece. But this is what I'm going to tell you. A couple of things. Okay. First and foremost, the reason Google's doing that background check and they're doing this extra bit is because they built this pay-per-lead service to trump all other pay-per-lead services, meaning they know what you all have been through with Angie, Thumbtack, Networks, HomeAdvisor, I mean, whatever they're calling themselves today, right? They know because those companies purchase ad spend at the top of the page in the Google Ads. They capture the lead, and then they resell it to y'all. As you know, 5 or 6 of you have to pay. One guy hopefully gets a job at a lower rate, XYZ, right? They know what you guys are going through. So what they've done is they built this section that is exclusive for these small to medium-sized business owners. So those large corporations can't list in this section, first. Secondly, Google is guaranteeing your work. If you look at the Google Guarantee Promise, it says get it done right or Google pays you back. So what happens is Google is actually backing your company. That's why they go through the extensive process and they say, hey, we vet this company. This company right here is A1 and we're willing to back them up. So if there was ever any type of issue, right, and that customer contacted Google, said, hey, this is one of your guarantee providers. They did not, you know, it went sideways for whatever reason. Google pays them out additional $2,000 worth of insurance on top of what your general liability pays.
Okay. So it goes into my insurance?
No, that doesn't go into your insurance. Google would pay the client directly. I seriously have not heard of a single case where it couldn't be smoothed over or fixed between you and the client. But that is Google's promise with the guarantee. Okay, because Google is putting this guaranteed section on the first page of Google at the top of the page, and Google is saying these service providers are the best of the best. We have vetted them ourselves, and we're willing to put our money where our mouth is. Okay?
Yep.
And then what they're exactly. And then what they're guaranteeing you is those qualified leads with those specific parameters that I explained to you. Now, this product's been around for 5 years. The first 2 years it was in beta. It was not available in every category for every area, and it still isn't. It is only available for select providers in particular areas. Now, your category happens to qualify because of the pest control vertical is in the boutique services. However, with this, what I want you to understand is the studies in the past 3 years since it's been out of beta have shown that Google provides these leads at a 33% stronger conversion than any other lead source. 33 is pretty high.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And you're not locked in to any contract. Google Guarantee.
Oh, no contract.
No contract.
Google Guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm just writing this down because I want to go over the numbers and.
Oh, I'll send you an email. I'm going to send it to you in an email. That way you have everything because, like I said, I know it's a lot of information to take in at once, you know, and I want you to have everything. So it's going to come over to your email, and that email is going to be labeled Google Guarantee. It has all of the exact price points. It has literally everything, even. Yeah, you don't have to write nothing down. I got you. And it even has, like, an example of how your company will be showing in the guarantee section. Okay?
Oh, well. Yeah. That's pretty cool. At least I get to see some of that. So the leads were $45 and they prefer $500-something a week. Is that it? Or
no,
or?
It's $591 for the month for 13 leads. That's the minimum. So Google requires a minimum budget to
and
start off.
And they want that
off.
Money up front, not when you
get
the leads, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Right.
To pull from.
And it's 45 per, so that's 13, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
45 per.
I just sent that over, so it should be there.
Okay. I didn't hear it yet. That was my radar. Let's find my phone. All right. Okay, here we are. Let's see what we got. Yeah, I'm still out in the field a little bit, so. I thought I would have been home by this time, but
I understand. You get busy. Things happen. So, going over this, do you have any further questions for me?
I see it. No. Yep. I got you. That's how you say your name, Amy?
Yes.
Okay. No. All right. So I have that. At this point in time, we've got Tree Services, Premium, Garage, Doors. Okay. Now, what am I looking at? At Google, the Google Guarantee.
Google Guarantee. In order to get set up and moving forward, it's just a one-time $250 application fee. That's the only thing that is would be due to get going.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at this right now, a couple of days. What's today? Today's Wednesday. So Friday. So if I'm ready to move on this, then we can probably just get the $250 in there and get a start. That way we don't have to wait for the background stuff like that, and we're going to see how fast it gets there. And
Exactly. Right. The sooner we process the application fee, the sooner we get it cranking out, and it literally is like, it does not take long at all to get everything going and moving forward where you want it to be.
Okay. Now, am I going to get penalized at any point if, say, if I turned it on, turned it off, and I didn't get the whole amount of leads in there, and I just got to put another?
No, you did. Okay. No. And it's not going to charge again. It's not monthly. It's not like, oh, it's $5.91 no matter what every month. No, it's $5.91, and then when the budget is exhausted, right? When the budget's completely exhausted, then obviously it's going to replenish, right?
But that's going to be my card is on file, and they're just going to pull from there, right?
Correct.
Okay. So we don't have to haggle.
Nope.
Or they'll send me a notification saying, listen, John, tomorrow we're you know, pulling out whatever, the amount that is due.
Right.
And I have to at least get some type of email or something just letting me know that they're about to do it or they're going to do it.
Yes, and we can even notate the account that you just prefer to be called before it replenishes, you know?
Well, if they send me like an email or something like that, that way I can see, like with the phone, they send me a thing saying, you know, tomorrow we're going to pull out the fee for the money. And that's fine, as long as I don't have a problem with it. But when it comes to like $590-something, I'm not saying my account won't be that, but that's a little bit of a chunk to just.
It is. Agreed. I would want to know. Yeah. I agree.
$500. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, and I just with some of the things I wanted to know, like, will I be penalized if I don't use the $5-something or if I turn it off, however it plays out. So it's when it gets done and it's replenished. No. Okay.
Right. No. All never.
All righty. We can do that now, the $250.
Okay.
And you can just go ahead and start on that.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So the card I have on file is Visa ending in 4127.
No, I need you to upgrade Local Splash because my card got stolen and I had some stuff taken out of my account, so I had to go to the bank and change out cards and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, I'll give you the card now, and you can probably put it on file for Local Splash.
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Local Splash for them. Give me 1 minute. So let's start with this. Because I'm trying to go different avenues, and I'm trying to make the phone ring, and I'm trying to do this. And that's where I'm at. I'm just.
I know it.
Around.
And the other thing is this. It's all 100% tax write-off. Save all your invoices. because
yes.
You know that, right?
I write everything off.
Cool. Okay. Not everybody knows that. I'm not kidding you. Some people be like 5-6 years in and they didn't know that. And I'm like, how did you not know that? Who's doing your taxes?
I talk to a lot of people and I say, write it off. Write it off. I say, write off the air you breathe. Write it off.
Exactly.
Supposed to.
That's the laundry soap. Write it off. They've cleaned your clothes to go to work.
Exactly. And if you can't, like I had a guy and I was doing some sub work with him and I was like, dude, pull all the receipts out. You gotta have more receipts. He did.
Right.
And Uncle Sam wanted like $5,000-$6,000 out of him. I told him, I said, listen, you're supposed to break even or do something.
Right, you better come up with a mileage log or something, right?
Because I write it all off and I write the taxes off before and after. You know, when I pay the tax guy, that's all on there, and the sales tax, the same thing, right? All of that stuff off. You can write off a quarter of your bills. You can write off a bit. I tell these guys that, but these, you know, they get scared and they no. You don't realize when Uncle Sam sees you made a big profit. Guess what? He wants a big bite of it. You know?
Yeah. If you made a big profit, then you have a good reason that you made that big profit because you paid for all this to make it happen.
and I'll just say like this. If rich people can get a refund, so can you.
Exactly.
Because they know how to use the system.
Exactly.
It's nothing illegal.
It's not. You're not cheating nobody. You're not doing nobody
exactly.
Wrong. Agreed.
All you're doing is cheating yourself if you don't use it. But.
Agreed.
All right. You ready?
I am.
All right. Visa. I'm sorry. 4085.
Okay.
4040.
Got it.
3372.
Mm-hmm.
8076.
Expiration month and year?
0527. And the code is 836.
836?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm updating that permanently for the local splash file, and then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to set up the invoice here. Now, you will be getting that coming to you via email here very shortly. It's going to process the payment for the $250 application fee. It will say LSA application fee on it because LSA, Local Service Ad, Google Guarantee, okay?
Okay.
Now, once this is processed, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to text and email you the application, and then we're going to schedule an onboarding appointment. Now, like I said, the application itself is very easy to navigate. You're uploading business insurance. It does not require business license. If you have business license, you can upload it. If you don't, because it's not required for your vertical, you put NA in that field, okay?
Business license. I think, I'm trying to think, business license. I have insurance on my truck, business insurance, under, and then I have the Department of Agriculture who I practice under them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, business license is not required for your vertical. Business insurance and background check is required for your vertical. So vertical is what they call your category, okay? Now, when you're filling out the application, you will have to upload your Social Security number as well as your driver's license. And then they're going to send that to Pinkerton or Evident ID, which is the two top-notch companies that Google uses for background check. From there, they will be sending you, once we get this specific information, we will go ahead and send a text and be in communication with you about further verification that they need in order to get it cracking, okay?
Okay. Now, I understand it's non-refundable, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And for some reason, Google says, oh, no, it's background check came up. I shouldn't have anything on there because, like I said, it's over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that means I won't be able to do work with Google Guarantee, right?
Correct.
Say, John's not a good candidate.
Right.
Like that. All right?
Right.
All right. So
yep.
I did work on that application.
Okay.
I'm going to trust my computer.
So
but,
the other thing, Okay. I really want you to work on that application, get it cranking out, but I also need to set a time for you. Okay. What time do you want me to set your client onboarding for tomorrow?
Say this again.
So tomorrow, once you fill out the app and you turn it in, then we go ahead and we have to contact you again so that the agent can go over it and verify all the information is correct so we can submit it. So it's a client interview. I have available appointment time tomorrow. We can do either between 1 and 2 or between 4 and 5. Those are the two time slots we have for tomorrow.
Let's go 4 and 5.
Got it. Yep, and I'll be the one to contact you from our 877 phone number and introduce you to the agent, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank it you. Was a pleasure working with you. Thank you for your time, John. I'm excited for what this means for your business.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank Appreciate you for your time. Bye-bye.